It's The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, we're heading back to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com. We welcome to the program Napoleon football coach Derek Schell. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
And, you know, I'm sure you've had some scrimmages already this year. I know you've had a good few weeks of practice. This is the week where everything gets kicked off against Columbia Central. How do you feel about your team right now?
I feel really good. We had a scrimmage last Thursday, and we came out and we did exactly what we expected we would do. We went up against some bigger teams, and we held our own. I'm very happy with where we're at right now.
Compare this team to last year's team. How many guys do you have coming back?
We got a handful. I think we got seven on offense and about seven on defense.
Okay. And I know coaches don't really like to look ahead, but you've got your big rival. We're not looking ahead. We're looking at this week's game against Columbia Central. Give me your thoughts heading into this game this week.
Well, we've had a chance to break down their film and everything. We got their scrimmage, and they're a talented football team. Coach Zebrowski has them firing on all cylinders. Week one, they look fast and explosive, but I got faith that we're going to come out there and give them a ball game. We're going to play our style of football. They're going to play theirs, and we'll see what happens.
When you get together with the guys, when you had that first meeting and you're talking about where you want to be at the end of the season, and I have to imagine last year is still kind of, still has that little chip on your shoulder from last year. What are those teams like, or those meetings like, and where do you realistically see your team being at the end of the regular season?
Well, you know, the first meeting, really all summer, our guys kind of came with the chip on their shoulder. We know that last year we were kind of an underdog, unsung hero. Now, I think talking with some of the other coaches, I think people have a high expectation for us. We're not going to, you know, sneak up on anybody this year. People know who we are, know what we're about. And we want to be, and I think we will be in every single football game we play. And we have a shot at a league title. We're going to definitely fight for one. And then the goal, you know, is to be playing the day after Thanksgiving. I think we have the ability to make a playoff push this year.
Tell us about some of those guys that are coming back. Highlight some of the players. What names will the PA announcer be saying a lot this year?
I think one of the guys has got to be Max Gomez. He's a four-year starter for us. And he's kind of been one of those guys who went through the ringers with us. We had a couple of down years his freshman, sophomore year. And he's just stayed committed to the cause. He's going to start on the offensive line. He's moving to center this year. And then he's going to start on the D-line for us at D-end probably. And then, Bart Larratt, he's been a two-year starter for us. He's going to be carrying the rock for us a bunch. On the defensive side, guys like Trent Jester, he really stepped into a leadership role last year as a junior. One of those guys who played around several different positions as a freshman and sophomore and found a home last year, an outside linebacker and tight end, and he's going to be a playmaker for us. And then we have Grant Bradley and Holden Van Poppel, quarterback wide receiver duo in the junior class. They're going to do some big things for us on both sides of the ball, I think. And then you got a surprising guy, Ben Baker. He plays left tackle for us. He's making the move from wide receiver and DB to D-line and O-line for us. He's had a great offseason.
Okay. Sounds like he probably looks like he kind of got a little bigger then during the summer, if you're moving him from that position to the line.
Yeah, he's a guy. He just fell in love with the weight room last year.
Yeah.
He put on like 60 pounds. He grew 2 inches. He went from a guy, you know, who's a backup wide receiver and a backup corner, and he's going to start on the line for us. He's one of the best transformations I've seen from a kid. Just a lot of time spent in the weight room and eating.
You got a lot of kids, it sounds like, that are playing both sides of the ball, which happens a lot. especially in this conference, especially in schools your size and others. But that can be pretty grueling. In a long game, having kids playing both sides of the ball, conditioning has to be key leading up to this first game.
For us, we do a great job of subbing people in, and we kind of have a plan on how we're going to get people in. We have guys who might start on both sides of the ball, but we're gonna get them subs early and often. We have five or six wide receivers we feel real comfortable in. There's about eight deep at D line, and there's not a big drop off there. We like our secondary as well, and we really had some guys like Sam Jennings and Brendan Helfridge who really stepped up and ran the ball well for us in our scrimmage, so we're three deep at running back as well.
All right. Yeah, that seems to be the pattern, especially at the college level, is to go to that running back by committee type thing. It's always important to get fresh legs in there.
Yeah, something we're gonna do more this year than I think we have in the past. And just everywhere, we actually have a guy that we designate on game days to work substitutions for us.
Now, you've had great things to say both about your offense, both about your defense. Where's your sweet spot lie? Are you a well-rounded team, or are you leaning heavily one way or the other?
I think we're really going to rely heavily on our offensive and defensive line.
Okay.
We bring back a lot of starters there, and that's just something we hang our hat on. We hang our hat on playing tough physical football on both sides of the ball, and that really starts up front for us.
Now, 3 years ago, Napoleon football had two wins. 2 years ago, one win. Last year, you went 6-3. That's a heck of a season last year. Congratulations on a great season last year. What contributed to the turnaround at Napoleon football?
Just having kids buy in and spend time in the weight room. We've had some great administration at the high school, and in the superintendent's office, and they've just really bought into supporting athletics here. Athletics overall has really taken a good turn for us. A lot of that credit goes to Tom Johns and Pat Dillon and Jim Graham, who've just committed to helping invest in our weight room and getting our kids in there during the school day.
Last year when we spoke before the season, and you told us to watch out that you guys were coming, and you did. We even talked a little bit about the chip on the shoulder heading into last season. This year, going 6-3, taking care of business in the Cascades last year, should have made it into the playoffs. This year, how big is that chip on your shoulder?
I think these guys, they always play with the chip on their shoulder. I think we know that we're capable of being a playoff team, and that's obviously the goal. I think what we learned last year is you got to finish every game, and we can't overlook anybody. I think there's two or three games there. Two games for sure that we'd like to get back, that we thought we could have played a little bit better and maybe made the playoffs if we got that one extra win. So we told them, seven wins for us, we're going to be in. We can't leave anything to doubt.
Let's talk about the new look of the Cascades for next year. And I've had this conversation with a few other coaches from both conferences, the Big Eight and the Cascades, a handful of ADs, even a superintendent. And everybody seems to have a different take, different feel on it. But my thought is, yeah, it's encompassing all sports, but football is driving the bus on the decision to bring in some of these other teams. Give me your thoughts on the new look of the Cascades next year.
I'm happy with it. I sat down and talked with our AD before as this process was going on. And I don't think it's just football. I think it's a scheduling issue we're getting across the state, finding games for basketball in the middle of the season when somebody doesn't have a varsity team. Mm-hmm. Or JV games. I think this larger conference is going to make scheduling easier for us. And I like who we brought in. I think Columbia Central is going to be a great addition. Leslie, Homer, Jonesville, those are all quality teams who are going to bring up the level of competition in the Cascades. I think we're a great conference. I think a lot of people wanted in. I'm happy with the people they brought in.
Yeah, I see. You know, you play Columbia Central. Pretty much all the sports play Columbia Central across the board. That's the big rivalry between the two schools. But I don't see, and I've only gone back a couple years, I don't see Jonesville, Homer, or any of those that pop up much on your schedule. So do you see these? Have you seen these teams? Are you do you think you're going to be prepared for them come next year? Are you going to be ready with the new look Cascades?
Yeah, I know our volleyball and baseball programs have, and basketball programs have played Leslie. We played Jonesville in track. We played Homer last year, week 9. That was our crossover game. So okay. Jonesville and Homer, we used to have a pretty good relationship with the Big 8. So we played those teams on a regular basis. And you know, we're gonna get prepared for everybody. I think after a couple seasons, we'll have everything under control.
Yeah.
But we'll see where that goes.
What? In an ideal world for you and for your football program, how does this look? Are you looking at, would you prefer to have conferences within the Cascades Conference, like different divisions, based on school size, based on location? How, in a perfect world, how does this look for you? What would you like to see as the person running the football program for Napoleon?
I like to see it split up geographically. I think that's what's best for the kids. I mean, nobody wants to be driving from Addison to Leslie or something like that, or from Jonesville to Manchester, taking an hour and 15-minute drive on a Tuesday or a Monday for JV football. For me, it's not going to matter. We're going to play who we play, and right. We're going to give them a fight.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to bringing the game this Thursday on our sister station, K105.3. Joe Cassidy and myself going to be out there for the call and looking forward. It was a hell of a season last year. We're just looking forward to seeing what Napoleon does this year, Coach. It's going to be a great year.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for your time today, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
That's Coach Derek Schell joining us here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.